Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Ike, the man is here. Eagles starting quarterback Jalen Hurts joins us live at NovaCare after a grueling day of practice. Jalen, what's up, man?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Looking good.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. So Ike, he's wearing his chain. He's got the gold chain on, and he had a nice earring on there. You weren't wearing that during practice, were you?
No, I keep it on. Usually I keep it on. I got the hoop. When I came into the league, in college sometimes I do it. But when I came into the league, my rookie year, I was like, you know, I always loved Michael Jordan. He always rocked the hoop. When I was younger, I got both of my ears pierced, but I was like, I'm going to just go to the one. So got to a point where I just started rocking the one. When I was in college my freshman year, first real chain I ever had. And then as I got older, I guess the chain may have gotten bigger. But but yeah, man, shout out to Mike right there.
Yeah. Also, as you get older, it's not plated. It's a lot more real gold. Believe me, I know. I know what that's like when you're younger trying to get that startup kit. Man, going into your third year, what was your offseason like this offseason? Getting ready, getting prepared for this season. You're the guy. What was that like for you this offseason?
Yeah, I think I had a really good offseason. It was a very exciting time for me. Opportunity just to put in work, get healthy, put in the work, spend time with my teammates. A lot of quality stuff, you know, and I feel like as a young player, it's like what am I doing to try and get better? What is my routine? You know, so I'm going into my rookie year. I'm like, okay, well, it all happened so fast. You don't have OTAs nor off season, not even the preseason. Going into my second year, you know, I'm going to be the guy. It's like, okay, I'm still trying to figure out that routine. Who do I want to train with? Who do I want to work with? What does that look like for me? And then going into my third year after playing a full season as a starter, you kind of get some feel, but it's still on the front end. You know, so I feel like this offseason, you know, going out to Cali and working with some guys out there, changing my diet up, doing some things to physically be in better shape, cut off some fat. Got measured in at like 8.5 body fat, something like that. So,
okay.
It all matters, you know, and then obviously getting with Smitty, getting with AJ, spending that time, having time here with OTAs and really hammering our work and our details and what we want to do. So I think as a unison, it was all great.
You brought up AJ. He was the most exciting acquisition this offseason. There have been plenty that have helped this team sort of vault up the rankings in the eyes of a lot of people on the outside. And you and AJ have a long-lasting relationship and friendship, a brotherhood. Talk a little bit about, you know, getting him here, having him here with you, you all's relationship, the rapport, the chemistry that's there. How big was that this offseason, acquiring a guy like him?
Yeah, it was exciting. You know, it was something that I've been pushing for, for a while, and it ended up happening. So we were all excited about that, you know, and it's for us, for, you know, me and AJ, it's like, well, he's the first person that I'll call. I'm the first person he calls, and he's the first person I call after a game, after whatever, just to talk through it, whether it be on the field, off the field. That's just the relationship we have. So to say that, you know, times like this, we talked about where we go out here and play on the same field and play for one another, it means that much more. It means that much more, you know. So I'm excited, and we're all excited to see him kind of gelling in the way he is now, being in OTAs and fall camp now starting up. So he's been a great impact for our team in just a short time as a leader, as an example. And I know that everybody is going to be kind of – their bar is going to raise in terms of how he pushes the people around him. So it's been great for us.
Get some weapons now, Jalen. So AJ, Devontae, Dallas Goedert, a bunch of very good running backs that can rotate in and out. We know Miles is looking to get more carries this year. You have some nice options as your third and fourth wide receiver. How do you feel right now as the quarterback of these guys? And do you think that this is a year that you will take that kind of that next jump from a lot of running last year into a more explosive offense?
Yeah, I think I take it day by day. You know, I take it play by play. I've always felt like we've had great players here. I've always felt like we've had dynamic receivers. I think some things just take time. It takes reps. It takes gelling with the coaches. It's just my first time really having the same, you know, quarterback coach, same play caller since my dad in high school when I was 16. And I mean, that in itself, it means a lot, you know. So we go out here and we go practice, and we just try and be efficient. We try and be consistent. You know, we have a lot of great players that they're going to make plays with the ball in their hands. So just want to get the ball in their hands, make plays so they can make plays.
You're the starting quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. Right. Ike, do we talk about the quarterback of the Eagles a lot?
Just a little bit.
Do you sense, because we talk about you almost every day. We have to literally take shows off not talking about you so we don't drive everybody crazy talking
about
you.
Well, I can tell you, I don't listen, so no disrespect.
But that's why I like you, because you don't listen to it. Yeah. But how much do you sense how much in Philadelphia we pay attention to what you guys are doing, especially you?
You know, it's a big thing in the city, and I love that and I respect that. I respect it a lot because it shows great passion, but it's not foreign to me. Ever since I was 17, when I went to Alabama, it was when I got on campus, it was who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Crimson Tide. Nobody expected the kid from Houston with the long dreadlocks to take over, and that's exactly what I did. So it's always been all eyes on me. It's always been that way, and that's something that I embrace. And I think as I've gotten older, as I've experienced more in different areas, whether it be Alabama, same thing in Oklahoma, is he going to win the Heisman? Is he going to win the Natty? This is what he's used to. Is he going to do it? It's been different experiences in different places, you know, and I've always handled it all with humility and taking the approach of it's day by day. I respect this grind, I respect the process, and I respect what it takes to be great. And that's something that I have a desire of doing for this team. So it's a collective group. It's a collective work. Work has to be put in together, you know, and that's what I love about this team, these guys and these coaches, and having time spent with the coaches, because he preaches, Coach Sirianni preaches connecting. He preaches competing, accountability, all like that. That all matters. You know, that all matters. So we just take it day by day, man. That's something that I've preached to my teammates, coach. Coach walked by me, say, great period, great stuff. You look, you know, nice decisions. I say, coach, day by day. I tell them day by day, and that's the mindset that we have as a football team. So it's a day by day thing for us. We want to take steps every day and continue to climb. So we can be the best football team we can be when it's time to be that.
There's a lot of expectations on the team this year, Jalen. Last year, I thought expectations were sort of realistic and reasonable, and I thought you guys sort of surpassed a lot of the outsiders' expectations, not from within the building. I know you guys always have high expectations, but now those high expectations are coming from the outside as well. A lot of predictions, a lot of so-called experts predicting you guys are going to win the NFC East. I'm saying all this to say they also preface that by saying the team will go as far as the quarterback takes them. Mm-hmm. So someone says that you hear that. How do you interpret that, and what's your response to this team can be as good as the quarterback will allow them to be?
Yeah, I think for me, a wise old man always told me, he said, don't allow external factors to change the way you think, to change your standard. To change how you approach something, and that man is Coach Saban. Never let an external factor change how you think, how you approach something. And I think for us, our standard is really the only thing that matters. I keep the rat poison away, good and bad. You know, I don't ride waves. I don't listen to expectations of people. There's only one expectation, and that's mine. And that's to go out there and get better every day, be a better leader than I was the day before, and pull somebody with me. So I know simply put, everybody in their opinions don't deposit at the bank. And that's a good opinion, and that's a doubtful opinion. I've seen it all, and at this point, it's, the only thing that matters is the people here, the guys that I work with all the time, tirelessly. And we just take it day by day, man. Take it day by day, because I tell you what, like, as I matured, I just become so grateful of the opportunity that I have. And appreciative of that, you know, and then I always give the glory to God and everything that I do, and I never lose sight of what it's about. So go out there and rock out for him, you know what I mean? So, but it's great.
When you look at your game, right, going into your third year, we all set goals, right, in the offseason, things we want to get better on. What's something that you set for yourself this offseason that you want to improve on going into this season?
Yeah, I think process and stuff, seeing it and being consistent in that. You know, I think there are games where I played at a really high level last year, and then there are games where, you know, it wasn't the same guy from the week before. And I think, simply put, it's consistency. I think being consistent will make things elite around here. Make me elite. It'll make this offense elite. And that's on all levels. That's at every position. So we want to be consistent from the coaching staff. We want to be consistent from my standpoint, running back standpoint, receiver standpoint, getting open, catching the ball, blocking up front. Consistency is key in this league.
Jalen, do you have a – I know you stay very even keel. You say you don't pay attention to the good or the bad. As far as expectations for the team, I mean, are you guys at a point where you're looking to surpass what you did last year? I don't know if you want to put expectations on the season or not, but I mean, are you guys contenders in the NFC?
I don't think expectation is not the word for me. I know when we went, was it 4-11 or 4-11-1? I know what I had planned to do, and that was to be better than that, and that's something that we did. So obviously, every year you want to take a step, and I think naturally, you take a step through maturation. So we want to take it day by day. I'm always gonna go back to that. Take it day by day, and try and be better than we were the day before. And that applies to everything that we do.
Mm. So you're in year three. You're a second round draft pick, so you have a 4-year contract. Do you realize how big of a year this could be for you, just for your future in the NFL? If you come out this year and you have an unbelievable season, the likelihood is you get extended, you get a big contract, you see what these guys are making out there. Like, do you think about that? Does that motivate you? Or do you feel any added pressure from, like, this is such a big season for you?
Hey, no external factors. I know it's out there. I don't pay attention to it. I don't drain myself worrying about those types of things. I just take it day by day. Everything all handles itself out in the end. It always does. And it always has for me, my whole entire career. So day by day.
Yeah, you got something special about you, Ike. I mean, he just, every question is, I mean, you have the right answer. It sounds genuine. You're a good dude. I mean, fans love you.
It's the real, though, you know. It's the real. God only made me one way, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be that, you know, and that's who I am. At the end of the day, man, I just want to win games for the city. I want to win games for this team because I know what we put into this. I know what we put into this. We put a lot into this. So we take it day by day. Everything will happen the way it's supposed to.
All right. How much you squatting heading into the season? We know. Listen, I've seen the videos. Obviously, I'm not in the best shape in the world. Ike looks like he could still play.
No, I can't.
But how much you squatting? 700, 800?
Look, it might look like he'll go out there and play strong safety or something.
Yes, yeah, that's where I'm supposed to be at, a safety. Yep, exactly.
I still get it in. You know, in my off season, I'll kind of do a lot of power stuff. Then I'll do kind of explosive stuff. But then I get to a point before I come to fall camp where I'm loading up, you know, I'm loading up, I'm lifting big weight just so my body has seen it and felt this type of force. So I got 600 on my back on the squat rack, 600 pull for a few reps. So it's all for the prime. It's like a primer, but people kind of laugh when I tell them I probably could do more, but I never have. There's no point.
We don't want you to get hurt.
Yeah, yes. For sure. Yeah, I was doing that when I was 15. You know?
Oh, wow.
it's cool.
Man, between you, between Donovan and Jalen, between these two guys.
Yeah,
like,
two of the stronger quarterbacks, especially. Yeah, I mean, talking about that lower body.
Donovan he's thick, though, you know. He's thick.
Still thick.
So, and we appreciate the time, Jalen. We have Donovan on for a weekly he's a weekly guest the day after the game. He's talked about you, and he obviously really likes you, and it seems like you have some type of a relationship. Is he somebody that you've remained in contact with, and has he helped you kind of, you know, navigate the process of being a starter here in Philly?
Man, all the greats that have come through, Mike, Vic, Randall Cunningham, Five, I've been in contact with all of those guys. And seeing the things that they've done, I mean, seeing their highlights, seeing their jerseys hanging up, seeing all that, like, that's awesome. You know what I mean? Being able to throw their jersey on just to walk into a game or to whatever, like, that's love, you know what I mean? And I really appreciate the precedent that they've set, and not just for Philly, but the whole entire league. You know, you talk about dual threat guys, like, those are three premier guys, you know. Randall Cunningham's probably the first of his, you know, the first of its kind. You know, so I love it. I always watch those guys. I appreciate those guys as they continue to give me advice as I grow. So it's all appreciated for sure, and I appreciate the relationships I have with them.
All right, there you have it. You mentioned MJ, so I got to end with this. Is LeBron, where does he fall in your top five NBA players? Ike, do you have LeBron at one? No, he's
like five.
I feel like Michael Jordan is like the core of everybody. Like, I feel like he's the foundation, you know. I feel like he laid the foundation for a lot of people behind us.
But guys your age want to put LeBron one, even though old sages like Ike and I know that it's MJ and then it's Kobe. And LeBron's probably there at three.
I like Kobe up there right after MJ. That mentality is different, you know. I love that mentality. It's a dog mentality. It's a...
Not like LeBron's.
That's all you needed. That's all you need to hear right there.
I love LeBron, though. I'm not saying that. I love LeBron.
Yeah, but he did say Kobe over LeBron. He did say that. Yeah, we agree on that. We agree.
Jalen, thanks.
Appreciate it, brother. Good luck this season. Thank you.
All right, there he was, Jalen Hurts, and we were down at camp, and we got an opportunity to sit down and have the conversation with him. It was good.
Yes.
Love Jalen Hurts.
Love him?
I love Jalen Hurts. I hope he can deliver the football as well as he can speak and seemingly handle everything that comes with being the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, he's got everything else pretty much down.
Yeah, the first time I got a chance, or we had a chance to sit down with him and do our interview. I think we've done one with him over the phone.
Yes.
And I've met him a couple times. But that's the first time we spent a little time around him. It's good.
Yeah, I'm
good. You're all on board.
If he can,
Hurts for MVP.
If he can play, he is set. If he can throw that football, he is set for sure.
Yeah.
So we will. We'll see this year. It's not going to be Gardner Minshew. I know Jack might have been pumping Minshew up last year with the love bus or whatever the hell he had.
Minshew's not looking great at camp. It's not been a strong start for old Gardy. Maybe less time in a freaking bus this offseason.
Right. Yes. You know, and get more on the practice field.
Yeah.
Carson Strong looks like he's going to get cut so far.
Yep.
It's not looking good for the quarterback competition,
quarterback
Jack.
Room is tough, man.
Yeah, well, listen, this is clearly the best defense since the 92 Eagles defense.
All right, so that's going to be Thursday's show. It's the defense. It's not actually the offense.
Yes.
The defense is that great. Absolutely. 215-592-9494. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. Shop the home team. No Philly sales tax. Plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. So far the offense and Jalen Hurts has not been great at camp. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's concerning to people out there right now? 65% say, oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. I'm not concerned about that.
He also took Kobe over LeBron.
So, you know, like, he came on, he mentioned MJ first. So I'm like, all right, this kid already knows what he's talking about he's mentioning MJ.
Because of the hoop in the air ring, yep.
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 Got the hoop, the one hoop like MJ did. Mm-hmm. And, like, even though at the end he said he likes LeBron, nah, he let it, when he went Kobe and MJ.
Jack was over there fainting.
Yeah. Jack, what do you think of that?
Very thirsty by Jalen.
But how does he know that we feel like that?
Well, obviously he's very smart.
No, he pointed out he doesn't listen to the show either.
He does not. Sure. Wisely.
No, it's a straight pandering. I don't believe it one bit. I would think that a passer like himself, he's supposed to be a passer, he would respect what LeBron does on the basketball court.
Nah, that's a good point.
Yeah, but it's the mentality. He even talked about the mentality of MJ and Kobe, the Kobe mentality, the Mamba mentality.
Oh, what a mentality, yep.
Yeah, winners. What a mentality.
The Duke. Yeah, why didn't we bring that up to him?
Yeah, you didn't ask.
Because I didn't want to scare him.
I was thinking, like, what if we just put Wade on the phone with him for 30 seconds?
I thought about it. I didn't want to do it to the poor kid.
Well, I should have brought the T-shirt in. The rent is due. Hurt season, the rent is due.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. They.
He wants no part of the Colt.
No. No.
He saw how the LTBB went.
Right.
I'm sure Wentz wanted no part of that either.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Let's go to Chris in Pensauken. Actually, Chris, hang on a second. Thank you, Jack. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. All phone calls next segment. All right, we'll get your reaction. You heard Jalen Hurts. You've heard what the reports are from camp. What do you think? 215-592-9494. And does Jonathan Gannon, what does he think of Nick Sirianni's practice schedule? We talking about practice?
Practice schedule.
Not the game? We'll talk about that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, how about a household tip from my family to yours? For the most reliable hot water for your showers, laundry, and more, choose a water heater that is built to be the best. Choose Bradford White, because how you heat your water matters, and a professionally installed Bradford White water heater will give your family all the hot water that you need year after year, just like it has in my home. So ask your plumbing pro about Bradford White or visit bradfordwhite.com to learn more and to find a pro near you. American owned, American strong, Bradford White.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think the head coach's schedule for what he has set up this training camp is phenomenal, and I'm in love with it. You know, it's not just a day-by-day thing. I think, you know, sometimes you can look at, oh, they're only on the field for $1.15. Well, we have, you know, 30-some-odd days. You know, you don't see the walkthroughs and the hours of meetings that these guys go through and the film study and the film session. So, our guys will be ready to go with this schedule, and I actually think they'll be more ready to go this year.
Hey, yo, more ready to go, Ike.
Yes.
Man.
How do they ever play football back in the day with all those hours of studying and walkthroughs and two-a-days on top of it and actual physical contact and practice? Man, how did they ever play the game? How did they make it to week one?
You tell me.
Oh.
Listen. This shouldn't just be football. We should only have to do 53 minutes a day, Jack. Why should we have to do 4 hours, sometimes more?
I tried to explain that to Ron. Less hours we're on air, the better numbers we'll
think
get.
Think about how good we'd be in 2 hours as opposed to four.
I mean, if we were off every Wednesday.
Yes. Well, maybe if I'm still doing this in my 60s, that's something I'll be demanding.
70s.
Yes, yes. Well, yeah, at this point, yeah.
So. Dude, you know they had to be so heated down there. Everybody going crazy about the time of practice.
Yep. Yep. Stopwatches are out, Ike. Let's do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody's getting asked about it.
Yes.
You're being soft. You're talking about it.
Yep.
I love it. Well, even B. West, what he called it. B. West called it. He's like, old school guys like me and Ike. You're an old school guy now, Ike.
Yeah. I know it. every time I watch a practice, I'm like, oh my goodness, yeah,
yeah. I wish we could have been doing this, but
yeah, I could have played five more years.
You could have.
And I do like that part about it. In all seriousness, and I mentioned this last week, that's the fan in me speaking. From me just wanting my team to be the best that they can be, but ultimately, this should extend the livelihood and the lifespan of NFL players. It should. Now, hopefully we'll see that show up in the numbers. I know for so long the career average was like 3.5 years. The quarterbacks may push that career average up a little more because back then most quarterbacks you're playing, 12 years?
Right.
13 years. I mean, Tom Brady has every quarterback wanting to play 20 years. You think it's because they love football? No, it's because you can make $50 million a year doing this.
Yeah, I mean, they
and you barely
get
touched. So if I was a quarterback, I'd want to play till I was 40-plus years old. I wouldn't be thinking about retiring.
Russell Wilson's going to play into his 40s. Drew Brees plays into his 40s.
Yes!
Tom Brady's playing until he's 45.
Yes!
Pat Mahomes is going to play as long as he wants to.
Man, this type of money?
Yeah, because they, I mean, and these guys take care of themselves. Ben Roethlisberger going to take care of himself, so he couldn't play. He by the time he hit his late 30s, he was cooked.
It was done.
Yeah.
And he played to what? 37?
And he still was productive late. I mean, when Joe Montana, his last year, I mean, he had barely had anything left. And man, I mean, he was still throwing the ball around or whatever, but the guys didn't play deep into their 30s like they do now.
It's designed, and I'm okay with it, it's designed for quarterbacks to play much longer, and the great ones will be around 15-plus years. They just will. That's how long quarterback careers. That's why you say a quarterback at 28, 29, is he getting older? What? He has another decade left to play.
Now, 34, yeah. 33, 34, you're not even old as a quarterback. You're still very much in your prime.
Yes. Just think about that. Brady would have had two careers. If he retired at 33, 34, he's still playing 10, 12 years later.
He's had two careers.
Yes.
Two full careers.
How long did Favre play? Favre played, what, 13, I think? 12?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quarterback, you get to make all the money and have longer careers. Like.
Man, listen, God bless him. God bless him. But that's what it is, though. I mean, hell, receivers are making $25, $30 million a year now. We never thought we'd see that.
Yep.
It's there.
All right, we'll get back to the phones, but tomorrow at 6 p.m. is the Major League Baseball trade deadline. But trades are happening today. Jack Fritz is in the breaking news booth. Jack, do we have some news?
We do, and an update on an important Philly. But first, the Yankees have traded for Frankie Montas and Lou Trevino from the A's. Montas was probably the best starter left in the market, so the Phillies did not pull a trigger there. And Trey Mancini goes from the Orioles to the Astros. Now, on the Phillies front, Bryce Harper had the pins removed from his thumb. The Phillies consider the fracture to be healed. Harper will continue his rehab and start a hitting progression soon.
So we have maybe a couple weeks?
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly better than, the thumb isn't really healing and we're going to leave the pins in for another couple weeks. Awesome.
Yeah, so Bryce is on his way back.
Very good.
I'm excited to see his tour through the minor leagues, like what the ballparks are going to be like. I mean, Redding's going to be on fire. Lehigh Valley's going to be on fire.
So how long do you think this will take?
Probably a month.
Okay. 2 weeks more of getting ready and then two-week rehab, Jack, something like that?
Yeah, I would think that sounds about right.
That would make sense.
All right. So it's not like he's ahead of schedule. It's about where we assume he'd be at.
I mean, yeah, we're in August
late
already.
Late August, early September, yep.
Yeah, all right. Let's get back to the phones here, Ike. We'll talk to Chris in Pensauken. And Christopher, how are you, buddy? What's up?
How are you guys doing?
Good, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Jonathan Gannon, if you're still listening, Saturday I was watching the Bills because I don't have a life. Full contact scrimmage. Josh Allen getting in a fight with the linebacker right in his face. And we're down there drinking cappuccino.
It was, by the way, Chris, it was a defensive lineman. He's 6 foot six, 330 pounds.
Yeah, you see him?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know, man. Something doesn't look right. My dad always told me, hey, remember when you were little, your parents always said, if it doesn't look right or you're not in the right place, leave immediately. This is what this is looking like to me now. Mm-hmm. That's. I mean, you got 58-minute practices. You got no contact. They're saying they're not even going to do contact. You got an offensive coordinator. They zipped in San Diego. There's nothing but bad things said about him out here. We didn't know he was calling the plays until mid-year last year, until this year. We got a kid that says he's putting it. Let me tell you, man, he could be the mayor of Philadelphia. I'd vote for him in a heartbeat. Don't know if he can throw the ball 30 yards down the field and hit a receiver on the run.
Right.
I don't see any of that. He got it. He got on there. You just heard him. You interviewed him. Oh, we've been grinding every day. Saw Tom House out in California. Nothing's changed, man. Nothing's changed. And then you got Rager. Can we just ask the kid to leave? Maybe not even to be mean. Maybe he can just catch on to another team because he seems like a nice kid. He's on Twitter again taking shots at John Clark today. Then he deletes him. Then you got Sanders acting like he's Walter Payton. Oh, I'm not a second teamer. Dude, you didn't score a touchdown all year in 17 games. That's not even done in high school, man.
Yeah.
What's going on down there? Oh, and Mike, how about your favorite part of the team? 58 minutes. 58 minutes, so how do you get in special teams work?
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you. I'm with you on that, Chris.
This is insane, man.
Yeah.
This is like you giving to Isaiah your brand new Acura, and you say, oh, go ahead, go take it down Wildwood for the weekend. You're not doing that.
No, hell no.
This is man, I'm not even concerned. This is stupidity beyond belief, and they better show up. They're talking all this yap, yap, yap. This is great. This is the best. That's the best. I want return on my investment, man. I want to see dubs, and I want to see that kid throw a ball. We got a $25 million wide receiver, and when he can't throw it 30 yards down the middle of the field, that's not a concern for anybody.
Well, and you know what, Chris, and Miles Sanders talked about, and by the way, A.J. Brown came out and walked it back and said, hey, listen, you know, like, that's on paper and everything else. But Miles Sanders came out and talked about this being an all-star team. Like, and the offense coming out not looking great.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
too.
So did I until right now.
Yeah, Miles is probably not happy with the media right now. He took that and ran with it.
He was mad. We made something out of that. Like, yeah, we did. You said you're an all-star team. Yes, we did. We took that. We have the dream team.
I forgot about that. Yes, I forgot about that.
It had... Jack, we said it at the time. It had a dream team feel to it when he said that.
Yeah, and poor Miles, you know, he's probably, what, in high school when the
dream
team?
Yeah, he has no idea.
He has no idea.
Here,
he has
like,
no
any time that's mentioned, it's automatic dream team.
Yeah. Oh, it was cringe. Like, no, don't say that, Miles.
Hell, he may have been. That was over 10 years ago, so hell, he may have been freshman in high school, eighth grade. That was 11
years
ago.
He's 25, yeah.
It's 2011.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he was following the Eagles as closely maybe as he is right now.
Right.
But, I mean, and that's why I do think that there's a certain level of concern here with the Eagles offense based on what was thought to be with this team. Mm-hmm. You added A.J. Brown. You have the second year of Devontae Smith. You have Dallas Goedert, who everybody thinks is the top five tight end. Let's actually see it. You have a rotation of backs. And even with Miles Sanders, people still want to say about Miles Sanders that, like, the talent's there. It's just a matter of putting it together, right? Like, people still, like, we've seen him do it. He just hasn't done it for a long enough period of time, and he can't stay healthy. But then when you come out and the defense is winning in the first week of these mm-hmm. practices, it's not what you were looking for when you're going into training camp with all the talking and the signing and what the fans were thinking and the Josh Allen jump and everything else. You at least wanted to come out and be like, man, the offense looks better.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen that at all.
Yeah. You certainly would have wanted to see more explosive plays down the field. Again, not sure exactly why that's not happening. And it could be good coverage. It could be Jalen doesn't want to pull the cord on the ball and let it go and give his guy a shot to make a play. Or he doesn't see it and he's checking things down, right? You know, I didn't see him escape the pocket a ton today. And maybe that has something to do with what
Stick
he's able
there.
To see. Yeah, I mean – he's behind that line of scrimmage. Those guys are huge. He has to be able to have a throwing window where he can see his guys open unless he's throwing with anticipation and expecting him to be at a certain place. I don't know if he's that far along in his development as a passer where he can just make blind throws expecting a player to be in a certain area and throw with anticipation. I do notice that maybe he's trying to work on his staying in the pocket and throwing the ball, and maybe that's lending to more checkdowns.
Well, it's a great point, and it's maybe something that if we believe that they're trying to get him to stay more in the pocket and hang there, wait for the open guy, that he's going to go through some growing pains with that.
Yeah.
Because that's not what he did last year. What he did last year was he would just kind of like, all right, let me go get 10, 11, 12 yards and get a first down. And like, you worry that that's really what his instinct is to do, and that's what he wants to do, and he's trying to stay back there. But at what point did he just say no? Like, I felt like Michael Vick, when Mike was his poison was how athletic he was, because he could get yards anytime he wanted to running the football.
Yep.
But he also he never, I don't know if he before Andy, if he ever really learned to stay back there and deliver the football to everybody.
No, I mean, it was his crutch. His legs were his crutch. It was easier until he kept getting injured. Then he was a little more reluctant to do it. But he was one who always embraced his running ability.
And didn't want to go down, didn't want to go out of bounds, and he got injuries with it.
Well, he got afraid to slide.
Remember they brought in Terry Pendleton to try to teach him the slide?
Yep.
And he still couldn't or wouldn't do it?
I think that was a mental block.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Rios. Rios in North Philly. Rios, how you doing, buddy? What up? Rios.
Come on, Hard Charger.
What's up, man?
Hey, check this out, man. Look. I'm a, Johnny, welcome back. You know what I mean?
Thanks, brother.
You already know what time it is.
I'll let you, boy. Yep.
It's a concern, but you, like how I am at this point, we know he got the keys right now, so it's his team to lose. So in my head, it's just like, look, man, we just going to have to wait, start when it's seen game one. But I am concerned. But what I really have an issue with, maybe it's just me. Y'all just tell me. I don't know. But it's the coaches. And I don't know what it is, but I watched Goodfellas the other day again. And Nick Sirianni reminds me of the kid who was giving ice to Joe Pesci that he shot in the foot. And
Spider.
And, yeah, Spider. And Jonathan Gannon reminds me of the guy who Robert De Niro got mad of because after they got the money from the bank, he go and buy his wife a mink coat. Jonathan Gannon reminds me of that guy. He had like an Italian afro or something.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, man, like it's I don't for some reason I have no confidence in these guys because to me it's up to them. Like, look, get these guys right. As well as, okay, I get it with all the workout and can't hit like that, but look, man, what's the saying? Repetition is the mother of learning and the father of action. So just like Kobe Bryant, they talk about Kobe Bryant was already in practice before practice. Well, like, man, get some reps. Y'all got to be running and doing something out there instead of acting like an officer in the United States Army who reads a book and think he knows all about the damn terrain, but he wasn't even out there in the terrain. So we got to get ourselves damn acclimated to the terrain on that field, to the feeling of just catching the ball while somebody's guarding you, to touching the other linemen where it's like, okay, this is the areas where we're going to damn be pushing each other, whatever it is, since they can't hit. Because at the end of the day, it just seems just too much where we like trying to be cute. And ain't nothing funny about being a Philadelphia fan, bro. Ain't nothing cute about being a Philadelphia fan, because at the end of the day, I'm not saying you got to be all hard, but it's about business, man. It's time for business, and business starts now, man. I mean, what y'all think? Am I just too much of a—
You're old school,
Rios. I kind of disagree with you. There are some cute Philadelphia Eagle fans out there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, but being a Philadelphia fan is not fun. I agree with that. Most of the time, it's not.
Rios said ain't nothing fun about being a Philadelphia Eagles fan. Nothing cute about
that,
being—
put that on a billboard on the sign in the town,
right next to "No one likes us and we don't care."
It's right there.
An absolute
we like not being happy and watching sports.
Oh, it's
the only
better
thing we enjoy.
Yeah, it feels normal.
It does. By the way, Kristen Penzalkin mentioned Jalen Reagor in his performance on Twitter today. Let me just pull
it. Oh, boy.
Yeah, how'd that go?
So John Clark tweets out, and we saw John down there today.
Oh, man.
Hard to miss him.
Yeah, I said hi. He kind of shot me a little bit of a—
What?
Wow. Well, no, I mean, not listen.
He big time
you? No. But I've been— I mean, we've kind of made fun of him on the air about some stuff, just in good fun. Right, Jack?
Yeah, it's all— everything's in good fun on this show.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying.
Wasn't
a warm greeting.
I mean, who had a worse shoe choice today down at the at NovaCare? Was it the camera and the shower sandals, or was it John Clark and the Skechers?
I didn't see his shoes, but I would just say Joe DeCamera.
That's a tough choice, but Joe DeCamera with the damn with the puppies out. Yeah,
it was embarrassing. I mean, like,
yeah, seriously,
you made fun of me with the water ice. I mean, this guy's going full puppies at the NovaCare.
And thank you for bringing that up. Joe DeCamera, don't ever wear open toe flip flops to football practice again, man.
So he's wearing flip flops or
yes.
What?
I don't know.
Or Jack, you call them all terrain like sandals?
No,
they were flip flops. Yeah,
they were flip flops.
Yes, no doubt they were shower shoes.
And like,
shoes.
I don't know, like, dude, I'm telling you, his feet looked like they were fresh out of a bath. Like, they were all wrinkly. It was gross.
I'm sure they were.
Took a bath and came to practice.
He definitely took a bath.
Were they pasty and white like they've never seen sunshine?
Oh, man.
And they were like pruny.
See, here's the thing with Joe, and I tell this to you all the time.
The hell is pruny?
There's very little, but like, I mean, when
well, I know he's wrinkled is what he's
yeah,
saying, right?
Wrinkled.
Yes.
Like the feet were all wrinkled, like he was just soaking
like
in a bath.
In the water.
Yes.
Yeah. We know what that's like.
But there's nothing you could say to me that would surprise me about Joe DeCameron. Like, he would never think that maybe wearing shower shoes
like,
to a...
Like, yeah, bro. You
especially when you have nasty-ass feet.
Man, hold on, man. Like, dude, you're down there to work, man. Why are you showing up? No socks on and shower shoes on. Like you're on vacation.
What do you think the reasoning or the thinking was behind it, Jack?
That we talk about it on the air?
Is that it? He's just thirsty?
Yeah. See, I mean, it makes no sense.
See, I would say there's a 0% chance that happened. He just doesn't, you know, just doesn't know any better.
I was shocked.
All right, anyway, so John Clark tweets out,
yes,
Jalen Reagor with a drop and several times once again getting out-muscled and out-maneuvered for a ball with a DB deflecting it.
Wow. That's a lot of description there.
Pretty strong tweet. It's one thing to say he dropped the ball, but more or less he's questioning this man.
Yeah, he could have left it at just a drop. He went through a whole... read that again.
Jalen Reagor with a drop and several times, once again, oh, you pinioned. Several times, once again, getting out-muscled and out-maneuvered for a ball with a DB deflecting it. So he dropped the ball, and then several times, once again, he got out-muscled.
Wow.
That's strong. Good job, John Clark.
Strong.
Well, Reagor, who we know is active on Twitter.
Oh, man, sees everything.
He saw it. Bro, y'all got to stop this cap. Ass bleep.
Huh?
He retweeted it, then deleted it. I'm sure Bob Lang or somebody saw it and he deleted
it
immediately.
Yeah, somebody said that wasn't a good idea.
So he said, y'all got to stop. And he said, y'all.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking this is just kind of going off of Miles with the running with the second team as well.
Another shot at Elliott.
Right. You got to stop this cap bleep. So you explain to me what that meant.
Well, cap means like you're fake.
You're making stuff up.
Making something up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Real.
Well, there you go.
That's cap.
But
yeah, that's how the kids talk to me.
So
yeah,
that's cap. Like you know
kids,
this because you have teenagers.
Today.
It's cap, Dad. Yeah.
Oh man, so
Pop Warner Group. I was accosted, man.
We had the Pop Warner Group, which the Eagles do such a good job of bringing youth football out there to watch the practices, and Jalen is often having catches with them after practice. But these couple of kids, man, they were relentless on Ike, relentless pit bull, as Nick Sirianni would say. With calling him rich, how much money do you have? Yeah. Are you in the Hall of the Fame?
Why is he not playing?
Sign my arm.
Yeah,
no, but they thought you were. They don't realize that. Like, yeah, they thought you were still
it
playing.
It ends at some point. Right. Yeah, and no, the one kid was like, "Why you quit?"
Pointed question.
Ike, you quitter.
Were you ever grilled as much in your playing career as you were today by those kids?
Yeah, that's happened to me before, man. It's normally kids that do it. Yeah,
right.
Kids don't. They got questions they want answered, and they just shoot them at you rapid fire.
Yep, and they have a picture that says that this is this guy Ike Reese, and he's a football Eagle player, and sign it, and they have a million questions for you.
Yeah, they don't know that meant 20 years ago he played. They just
you were an NFL player. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh yeah,
it was a lot of fun. Oh, and you introduced me to Shane Steichen, who was much taller than...
Yeah.
He's a tall dude.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of those guys down there look pretty much alike. Shane, Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah.
They're all tall and wiry. And
yep.
Yeah. Shane came over. He talked some ball.
Yeah.
Coach Steichen.
Really looks like Dak Shepard, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does.
He does.
Stoutland commanded the room.
Oh, you and Stoutland were over there.
Yeah, Coach Stoutland, he always gets me. You know, he's a... He never coached me, but he's coached for coaches that has coached me, and he coached at Michigan State. So
he came over, Spartan dog.
Yeah, he knows he gets me going with that.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, he gets me going now. Coach Dowlin. And Coach Dowlin is one of the few coaches that has been here for a long time.
Oh, yeah,
I've gotten to know him over the years. He's been here since.
He's a Chip hire, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was Chip's first offensive line coach?
Yep.
Wow.
I believe so.
Man,
that was the whole Alabama connection.
Right.
Remember they brought in Ed Manowitz, or what was his name?
Manowitz, yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
What's Manowitz doing
I don't
these
know what
days?
What the hell he's doing
he's
now?
He's been like junior college, SIDs, something.
What was his title? Was he like the...
He was like director of...
Yeah, he was director of
football
something.
Operations
yeah.
or something like that.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
Very short-lived Ed Manowitz.
Was he the one that replaced Tom Gamble?
I think you're right.
No.
I thought he replaced Gamble, and that was
well. He no,
remember
he,
that was that whole thing. Yeah, that wasn't him.
No, but that was Gamble wasn't Chip, was he?
I think he was still here that last year.
Okay.
Chip's first year.
Manowitz replaced Howie, essentially. He was just a...
Right.
He came in to be...
He wasn't really named the GM, but that's what he was sort of doing.
Yep.
No, I think you're right.
He was vice president of player personnel. He came in, had no business getting that title. He came in, he was Chip's handpicked guy to more or less be his right-hand man.
Yep.
All right, let's go to... But Rob, you know what? We'll get you first on the other side. 215-592-9494. Top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. Jack, what do you got today?
Did you miss it last week?
Well, I heard you were insulting to some people last week.
Well, listen, they can rip millennials. I don't understand why they can't handle it back.
So you're making fun of our core demo on the air?
Yeah. Rod's still not over it.
Yeah, no, I know. That's how I found out about it. 215-592-9494. Top 5 at 5 with Jack. I'm sure that's going to be great. We'll get back to your phone calls as well. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, if you're sick and tired of that constant pain in your knees or your hips or your back, especially this time of year, right? Like you want to be outside being active, doing stuff, and it's tough. Well, let me tell you about the team at QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics is helping people right here every day, giving them lasting pain relief using the latest advances in regenerative medicine. The science is simple. They concentrate your own body's healing agents and apply them to your aching joints. They're restoring and repairing your damaged tissue. No drugs, no steroids, no surgery. The old remedies are the old remedies, right? Like these, this is what athletes are doing these days. The cortisone shots, all right, but like doing what QC Kinetics, and they're the nation's leader in doing it, restoring damaged tissue, repairing damaged tissue, no drugs, no steroids, no surgery. Need to learn more about how it works for you. They can change your life. Make this the last summer you suffer from chronic pain. They've got clinics here and all over the country. This exciting new natural way to deal with joint pain, and it has no side effects and no downtime. Call them today, QC Kinetics, for a free consultation. 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics. 215-999-3000.